quite the Christmas wonderland, isn't it? I leave my apartment, first thing I see is Santa taking a whiz in the alley. And in a building across the street, apparently someone was naughty because a couple of elves were taking a TV out of a third-story window. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's not forget our friendly neighborhood hookers. They put their stockings on with care, hoping that, well, anyone soon will be there.
God, Becky, you remind me of that Christmas movie where the miserable guy jumps off the bridge and everyone lives their life as if he was never there.
It's a wonderful lie.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Come on, John, how can you not enjoy Christmas? It's the one time of the year where people go out of their way to be nice to each other.
You mean like the guy who sold you those Christmas decorations?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he gave me a good deal. Why?
You want to tell him, Reg?
Jake, you're hanging up a bunch of shamrocks and leprechauns.
This isn't frosty? It sure feels like frosty.
Becker, you never told me if you and Liz were coming to my Christmas party.
Liz is going to be with her sister in Baltimore.
Oh, she didn't invite you to go with her?
Of course not. That's why I like her.
So are you coming to my party?
Reg, you know, thanks for asking, but I'm gonna stay home and be by myself. I'm not big on Christmas parties.
Party? You're having a Christmas party? Nobody invited me.
Oh, Bob, how thoughtless of me. I completely forgot to tell you. You're not invited.
Why would you have a party and not invite Bob?
Bob, it's not exactly the riddle of the Sphinx. She doesn't like you.
Come on, Reg. If Bob waited to go to places where people liked him, he'd never go anywhere. Besides, you know Bob's gonna show up anyway.
Yeah, like mold on cheese. Now, before I get any more depressed, I'm gonna go downtown and get my tree.
Why go all the way downtown?
Sort of a tradition. My dad and I used to go downtown to get a tree when I was a kid.
Reg, one question before you go. Is this a baby Jesus?
That's right. Friday's Christmas Eve, and we're closing at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Closing early? What's that about?
It's about those of us with lives going to Reggie's party. You can do whatever it is you do. Mr. Remick is in room one.
Dr. Becker, do you want to be part of the Office Secret Santa gift exchange?
No.
See, we pull names out of a hat.
No.
And then we give a present to whoever we pick. It's a secret.
No.
Well, Margaret, looks like it's just you and me for Secret Santa.
Linda, you realize that without Dr. Becker, it's just...
I'm not saying who I got.
Doing back there?
Reggie's gone and people were hungry, so I thought I'd help out.
She's not gonna like you touching her things.
Hey, if Bob only touched things people wanted him to touch, he'd never touch anything.
You really ought to try this. His food's not half as greasy as he is.
Thank you.
Oh my God. That's so good, I'm not even gonna think about whether or not you washed your hands.
Let's say I did.
Dr. Becker, you got anything planned for Christmas? Family, dinner, caroling?
No, no, and oh my God, no. I'm just gonna stay home and talk to nobody and pray nobody talks to me.
What a shame. All that good cheer going to waste.
All right, everybody. You ready? What do you think?
About what?
My Christmas lights.
Not on, Jake.
Oh, okay. Okay, how about now?
Still nothing.
Okay. All right, how about now?
Hey, Helen Keller, do I need to spell it into your hand? The lights are not on.
Yeah, okay, I get it, sorry.
All right, how about now?
Hey, it's the stick. With the stick.
What happened to your...
Nobody say a word.
Yeah, but Red's your tree.
Nobody say a word. We're gonna enjoy this damn tree. We're gonna have a damn party. And it's gonna be the best damn Christmas ever.
That's just what my dad used to say.
All right, I give up. Who are you supposed to be?
Joseph. You know, from the Christmas pageant over at St. Mark's?
Oh, yeah, all right. So, Joseph, what the hell happened to your face?
Mary smacked me in the head with the baby Jesus.
Because?
It was a simple misunderstanding. You know how in the traditional story Mary rides in on a donkey?
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Well, this year the donkey was a particularly fine-looking animal, and I merely made mention of that fact.
You told the Virgin Mary she had a nice ass, didn't you?
Come on, Doc. It's Donna from the drugstore.
She's playing a virgin? Boy, talk about a Christmas miracle.
Hey, Margaret. It's me, Harvey Milstead. Think you could set me up with the doctor? I'm not doing so great today. Feel kind of queasy. And could you make it quick? I got to get back to the department store.
All right, I'll work you in, but you got to put that cigar out, Harvey. I mean Santa. Now take a seat, and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, well, hurry up. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm St. freaking Nick. Merry Christmas.
Little tip here, Joseph. If you want to be authentic, lose the sneakers.
What happened to him?
Oh, it's just another casualty of organized religion. Look, just give me a minute before you send the next patient in, will you?
Oh, do you really need the minute? I want to get to Reggie's party.
Oh, fine. I'll just hold it in, Margaret.
It's starting to feel a lot like Christmas.
Not what I'm feeling.
Kris Kringle, you're up next. Hey, Santa, come on, let's get a move on. Linda, do me a favor. Go over there and wake up Santa and tell him to get his big red butt back to room 2.
Santa! Santa, it's time to see the doctor. Santa, your reindeer need you.
Margaret, I think we have a problem.
Hold on, please.
What is it? Well, I think that's Santa's dad.
I want a truck. I want a Hot Wheel. I want a Pokemon. Santa?
John, you know you did everything you could for Harvey. At least take comfort in the fact that he died peacefully.
You mean on a floor in the Bronx wearing a humiliating costume with a kid pulling on his fake beard?
I'm trying, John. Work with me.
Gee, Santa dying on Christmas Eve. That's so... So... What's that word?
Ironic.
No, that's not it. It's kind of like when an odd thing happens at a really weird time.
Yes, ironic.
No, more like a bizarre coincidence.
That's ironic.
Dr. Becker, you're missing the big picture. A man died here today. And not just any man, it was Santa. And on Christmas Eve. I mean, come on, that's just so... So... What's that word?
I have no idea.
Oh, got it. Ookie.
John, that was the coroner's office. There was a mix-up in the paperwork. Someone has to go and ID Harvey.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I know you were counting on going down to Reggie's party.
Oh, I am going to that party. You're the one with no plans.
Fine, fine. Linda?
I would, but the last time I blew my parents off on Christmas to go to the morgue, they got really upset. Merry Christmas, Dr. Becker.
Merry Christmas, John.
Anybody here? Hello? Hey, I've been ringing the damn bell out there for 10 minutes. Anybody here actually work?
Sometimes. But mostly we like to drink and get in a drawer and see who'll stay in there the longest without freaking out.
You what?
I'm kidding. We're just having a party. It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, right. So I've been told. Look, I'm just trying to ID a body here. Harvey Milstead, he was dressed as a Santa.
You'll have to be more specific. We got a load of Santas in today. We got a Latino Santa, we got a Chinese Santa, and oh yeah, we got a Santa with a really weird ear. You think that could be your guy?
No, no.
You want to see him anyway?
I'll pass. Look, no, Harvey's just, he's just a regular Santa.
Well, feel free to browse.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is a weird ear.
I told you.
This is my guy.
Excellent. Fill out what you know and sign here. Hey, you want a cold one?
What?
A beer.
Oh. Yeah, why not?
Oldie Santa's dying on Christmas Eve. Pretty ironic, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, ironic. That's exactly what it is. Thank you.
Hold on, let me look at this. If you're hungry, there's some shrimp in there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, not that hungry, actually.
Do you know his next of kin?
Hmm? No, I don't know him that well.
Well, at least he won't be a John Doe. You'd be surprised how many guys slip through the cracks. No friends, no family, no one to claim them. I mean, imagine being so alone on Christmas that nobody knows you're gone.
Yeah, imagine that.
I don't want to hold you up. Mm-hmm. I got a party to go to. Sure, you got plans.
Yeah, I got plans.
Well, see ya. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Hey, I heard you made the food. It's really amazing.
Thank you. You know, I'm available for private parties.
Oh, I don't really have that many people over.
Good. That'll make it more private.
I'm gonna go talk to someone else now.
Say, Reg, I know I went a little overboard on the Christmas lights. I hope it's not too much.
No, Jake, it's fine. Very subtle.
Margaret, the party's almost over. Let's open our gifts.
Oh, okay. You first.
Wow, an alarm clock. I've never had an alarm clock before. I've always just gotten up when I felt like it.
I know.
Well, thank you. It's a lovely gift. Now, your turn. Okay.
A shawl. Oh, it's beautiful. I
voice just like the one my grandmother had.
I know. You once mentioned how much you loved it, so I called your sister and had her describe it to me. Then I took a class to learn how to knit, and I spent the last 6 months making it for you. But hey, thanks for the clock.
Good night, Reg. Thanks for letting Bob come to your party.
Thank you, Bob. And your food was pretty good. Merry Christmas.
Bob is touched. Speaking of touching, how about a little Christmas hug?
Just a second.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, that's enough.
I said that's enough.
Roger, can I have my coat back?
Oh, my God!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry Christmas, Christy.
Nice party.
Oh. What? None? Oh. What?
Nothing.
Thanks for the party. Oh.
Good night, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Where's everybody going? Party over already?
Well, yeah. Gee, Becker, I didn't think you were coming.
Well, you know, it's on the way home, you know? You know, it's been a hell of a day. Reg, let me have a cup of coffee, will you?
Oh, gee, Becker, you know, I'm just closing up. I have a train to catch.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm in because I have to go spend Christmas with my aunt in Connecticut.
No, it's no problem. I just came by for a cigarette, that's all. Well, you have a good time. See you in a couple days.
Yeah, you too, Becker. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Want to come in?
What, are you drunk? I mean, you're always so mean to me.
It's Christmas. I was trying to be nice.
Yeah? Why don't you try tipping for a change?
I'll get carried away, pal. I told you before, no tips.
It's nice to know you say that to other people, too.
What are you doing here? I thought you were going to go see
Now, don't go nuts. I just thought, since you were the only one who didn't have any place to... I mean, you know, you didn't have anybody to... Look, I just figured since I'd be gone for a couple days that somebody should enjoy my tree.
Oh.
At least what's left of it.
Oh, well, that's very nice, Reg. Thank you.
Huh. Okay, then. Well, since you're not big on hugging, I'll just go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ha!
coven is clearly short of a witch when Sally Smedley arrives at Globelink at 10 in Drop the Dead Donkey. Next, though, we're continuing the unseasonably festive theme as the Crane household share their perspectives on Christmas. It's Frasier.